This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In terms of errors that we are often committing in our salah, yesterday we discussed a very important thing, and that is your awrah needs to be covered in salah from the navel to and including the knees, meaning till below the knees. That's the compulsory part. But beyond that, you must dress appropriately for the masjid. And if any part of that awrah is exposed for the duration of 3 subhanallahs, and it's a quarter of the portion of the body, then it will nullify the salah. And the muftis have written that sometimes, or very often, we see people wear tight pants or a tight shirt, and the upper part of the buttocks becomes exposed when they go in sajda. If that remains for the duration of 3 subhanallahs, then your salah is nullified. Also, we discussed yesterday, when you buy material, you must be careful. Don't buy a light color material that's so transparent that people can actually see the color of your skin through the material. Because then if they can see the color of your skin in that awrah area, it would mean that your awrah is not covered and it would compromise your salah. The error that we sometimes make that I want to discuss today is that when we go into sajda, we don't keep our feet on the ground. Our toes are not touching the ground. Now, there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I won't discuss now because there's quite a bit of detail to it. But there are different points of your body that need to be touching the ground when you're in sajda. Your forehead, your nose, your palms, your knees. And it is mandatory for your feet also to be touching the ground, for your toes to be on the ground. And sometimes we develop this habit where our toes are hanging in the air while we're in sajda. And again, if that happens for a duration of 3 subhanallahs, 3 seconds, it would nullify the salah. Because it is necessary for those points to be touching the ground when you're in sajda, and one of those points is your toes. So let's be very careful about that. It should not be that we're in sajda, our toes are above the ground. They should be touching the ground, the toes of both feet. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.